Well, good morning, and I just want to say hello to everybody, and congratulations on being here. This is a place of peace. This is a place where the Word of God is preached without apology. And if you're sitting here, it's not some chance. As you'll hear here in a second, my life is not chance. It's not random accident. The Lord had his hand upon me at a very young age. And every single person here, if you're sitting here and listening, the point of what we're doing right now is we're sharing our story. We're sharing how the Lord has impacted our lives. And if you read through all of Scripture, especially New Testament, that's their story. That's an eyewitness account. The book of John, I would encourage you to go there and just drink deep of that. Read it, because that is his story. It's an eyewitness account, his testimony of who Christ is. And that's the only reason why I am able to stand here today, is because of his strength, his encouragement. We're honored to be here. We're honored to be a part of this family, the family of Christ. My life, I was born into a Christian family. My father was a pastor, born in Cuyler, New York, actually. Cuyler, New York. And at a young age, my first memories of my father being a pastor, going to church and being around believers and other people. And how should I put it? You know, as time progressed, I had a burden, a conviction of sin. I mean, I remember my father teaching on one message in particular that just totally blew me away, you know, demons and the power that they have. And I'm like, well, this is just terrifying. I just had that I was just scared. I did not want to go to hell. I did not want to be separated from God for the rest of eternity. I didn't want to be completely and utterly alone. And so that scared me. And because of that fear, I ended up asking my mother. And I remember it being a summer day. We had this big house fan. We didn't have central air. We're in the country, and we had this big fan in the middle of the house that just sucked all the air out. When you turn it on, everything just like sucks air through every corner, crack, and crevice, and just pulls it out to the top. Or you could do the reverse, where it pulls it in, and then the doors, it just blows everything out. But I just remember laying down and just thinking, I'm like, what do I, you know, how do I be saved, you know what I mean? And I talked to my mother, I asked her, and she shared it with me, and I prayed a prayer, and I, at that point, looking back now, my life really didn't change. I wanted to do good things to make sure. But at that time, I'm like, yeah, I'm a Christian, and I was a pastor's kid, and everyone always expected me to know the right answers. I remember one time in Sunday school where the teacher was, because my mother always read the Bible with us. I was always reading Scripture. I knew all the stories. And Amber put it, the heroes of old, you know what I mean, heroes of the faith. I knew everything. And yet, when I remember sitting in Sunday school, and there was a lesson that I didn't know something. I just asked the teacher. And one of the other kids there, a girl, she turned and she said, you're the pastor's kid. You should know everything. You should be perfect. And that so shook me. I'm like, I should be. I remember going home. I remember sitting on the bed with my parents, and they're like, and talking. I'm crying. I'm like, I'm not perfect. And they were telling me, you're our son. You're not that. You're our son. And they shared the gospel with me at that time, and I know it. But at that time, that just steeled my resolve that I needed to do the right things. Well, I did the right things in certain places. In other places in my life, I wanted to be free. I wanted freedom. So I started hanging out with some kids who weren't so good. Come to find out later, we ended up moving. I'll come back to that in a second, but we ended up moving. And I remember we were moving out here, actually, to Addison, Illinois. And at that time, my life wasn't what I wanted it to be. I honestly could say I was trying to put on a good show, trying to put on a good face. But deep inside, I still had that fear. Like, I constantly went and, Lord, please, I don't want to go to hell. That was my prayers. And I remember my mother, you know, my father told us we were going to leave and we were moving to Addison. I remember my mother saying, you can make whatever name you want for yourself. No one will know you there as Daniel's little brother, which is my sister. No one will know you as a pastor's son. No one will know you for anything except what you decide. And at that time, I decided, well, I wanted to be like a knight. I want to be honorable. I want to have character. I want to have integrity. And actually, I ended up moving, and I was quite literally like silent. I literally just listened to other people and just watched other people for almost 2 years. Like, I remember coming, everyone's like, you're so quiet. I just wanted to listen and to learn and to study other people. And what I saw was a lot of people, they were one way with their friends, or one way at church, or one way at their home, they were one way. They didn't have that inner, I don't know how to phrase it right now, but you'll have to bear with me. But they had that, they didn't have that knowing who they served. That's the thing the Lord always brings now. It's like, who do you serve? Because either you're serving yourself, you're serving other people, or you're serving God. And so that's why I tried to be good, tried to do all these things, and I had a friend, you know, Mike DeBerry here, he's my best friend, but there was another Mike in my life, his name was Mike Bond. He was my best friend at the time, and we sat up in the foyer, we had a balcony, and we sat up there, and we're like, you know, always talking about what we're going to do for God, where we're going to go, the different things that we want the Lord to use us, talking about God all the time. I remember one week, he went off the deep end, and kind of went crazy. I remember me, and he tried to kill himself. And I remember him being taken away in an ambulance, and I went back up there, and I'm like, I was just crying out to the Lord. I'm like, I realized at that point that we both believe the same. We both talked. We both, you know, put on this outward show. But at that time, I still had doubts about where I was going to go. Like, I knew I'm going to heaven because I don't want to go to the other place. But it was by my works that I was trying to make it happen. And whenever that happened, all I can remember is just talking to the Lord and basically just crying out to him, literally crying out to him and saying, Lord, I always talk to you. I always pray to you. Take control of my life. Take my life. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I do. I surrender my life to you. Be Lord of my life. Not just my God. Be my Lord. Because even the demons know of God. They tremble. So the thing I'm saying to you right now is, who do you serve? Because at that time, I asked God and I said, what would have happened if I had died before that point? Would I have gone to heaven or hell? And the Lord made it very clear, today is the day of salvation. Today, choose. Choose this day who you will serve. And in choosing, you didn't. I had my hand on you. I would challenge any of you. If you're here, he has his hand upon you. If you're in this place and you don't know who you serve, it's a surrender. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. The second part is resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Everyone says, oh, resist the devil, but only if you submit yourself to God, because then he becomes your strength. It's nothing that we can do. We can't resist the devil in and of ourselves. My life was that story, where I tried to do good, and I kept on doing the bad. And so, after that, my life radically changed. I saw his fingerprints from that point all the way into the past, where before I was kind of blind, I was just trying to do the good things. I saw how he brought me to points, and he saved me from certain things. I know how he brought me to points, and he let me fall in certain areas. And he radically changed it. I can't even remember what day that was. I know it was a Wednesday because it was youth group night, but I don't know the date. But I know from that point forward, I changed my life because he got inside. And so, a thing I would challenge every single one of you, Bill shared about living to the end, finishing the race strong. For all of those who want to finish strong, choose this day who you will serve. Yes, you might be welcomed into his kingdom, but my heart's desire, my heart's plea is that I would hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And that he would welcome me into his kingdom that way. Not to just be oh, I have fire insurance. That's what I thought I had. But once he got a hold of me, my life can never remain the same. And yes, as my beautiful bride, I fall a lot. But even how we came to know this place was because the Lord convicted of sin. The Lord asked me, will I serve and love my wife? Will I be sacrificial? Will I do laundry? Such a simple thing. I've probably done it this many times in the entire time that we've been married. And it's only because she wasn't able to, because she just had a baby or what have you. But husbands, men, serve your wives. Love them. Because God, your Father, loves you, and he's laid down his own life. We're supposed to lay our lives down the same. So I care very much so for this church family. And if you don't know what I'm speaking about, talk to Pastor, talk to Bill, talk to Mike, talk to the different elders here. I'm still learning their names. But the thing I would challenge each and every one of you is that there is love and there is peace in here. And if you walk through those doors, you felt that oppression come off your back. But if you don't choose to serve, if you don't choose who you will serve, when you walk out these doors, it will come back. This isn't a quick fix. It's not a shot in the arm. This is a life change. So I challenge every one of you to work it out with fear and trembling, your salvation. And we were just, I know I'm going on a little bit long, but I'm very thankful. My testimony, it flows because the Lord brings different things to mind, and your testimony should be the same as you're talking to young people, as you're talking to old people, as you're talking to people your age. It's different because the Lord brings different things to your mind. So I'm not sure who here needed to hear it, but I know that someone here is wrestling with who they serve. I would talk to any single person here and ask, is there grace for me? Is there mercy for me? And how may I find that? Because he can give you that assurance. I was not sure. I grew up in the church. My father was a pastor. I've seen people do good and bad things. But the Lord always had his hand on me, protect me from that bitterness, and brought me to the point where I could declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord. He's my master. He's my savior. He's my father. And he's my king. So I'm proud to be able to share this testimony with you. I give glory to God for it. And I want to welcome up Mike. Mike's going to share his testimony. Listen deep. Amber's testimony spoke to someone. My testimony, I hope that the Lord would use it in your hearts. And Mike, I know, is going to reach out and touch someone's heart.